wait for the chorus at least.
Man fever.
Driving me crazy. Sing it, Mike.
I don't want to sing it more.
You probably had that on 45.
No, I didn't. I was not a Pac-Man guy. I was an Asteroids.
Oh, sorry.
Pac-Man was.
I fucked up.
You know what I did?
That was Buckner and Garcia's Pac-Man Fever.
When I was, this isn't a radio show. I remember.
But I got to tell them who it is because people are going to go look.
Noise,
as soon as people are going to go looking for that.
I thought.
You're the guy giving the Netflix tips. I'm just saying that someone might want to go, oh, Pac-Man Fever, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, we'll play that at our next party.
Who was Buckner and Garcia?
In fact, I found where my mother had her collection of silver dollars when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Saving for me.
Yeah.
And I cashed most of them in.
You stole them?
So I could play video games at some shitty restaurant around the corner of my house.
Driving me crazy. I imagine you were the kind of kid that just hung out in
East York Fish and Chips.
East York Fish and Chips.
When a high school kid, I was East York.
Did they
Fish
have
and
were
Chips.
They one machine or two machine chip?
No,
shop?
East York Fish and Chips never had machines.
All right, what
all
they
had was a jukebox.
All right, like a jukebox,
table jukeboxes. Like each table had their own.
Oh, that'd be nice. Tune,
so we could play whatever.
Was there one that you liked?
My friend kept on doing Edgar Winter's Frankenstein
because we played that on the show.
The long play one is different than the short play one. The short play one does a thing where with the synthesizer goes bang or something like that.
Yeah,
and it's better than the long version one.
Which
and
goes?
Finley used to like. He always could point his finger at the same moment. He was very gifted that way.
So I was hoping it would come up in Pac-Man Fever.
Oh, so
but
is that someone doing a solo during Pac-Man?
Yeah, yeah. That's when he's eating the ghost. They made a lot of money from this song.
Yes, I'm sure
Buckner and Garcia.
And
there's
right
an
now, they're playing it somewhere.
They're in Peru playing to 80,000 people.
They're doing, what they do is, they go to these Pac-Man conferences. I'm sure they're all over America. People that still play Pac-Man.
Are you nuts, though?
They come in.
People dressed as the
and
Pac-Man?
They can get, they command up to, I'd say, $800 a show.
No, man. I bet. They're on $5,000 a show because.
No. $800.
See,
for
this
the
is
original members.
It is the original Buckner and Garcia.
$800.
You know, you don't realize, Mike, because they've had a resurgence.
No.
You know what? No.
What I realized,
there was a movie.
Right now, they're all in one room at a Best Western.
In bunk beds. Triple bunk beds.
They would travel with. Set up.
That'd
the bunk
be a
bed.
Good sitcom. Buckner Garcia and the who's
and
the
Oates.
Other guy? And Oates. From All in Oates. Buckner, Garcia, and Palmer for a while.
Yeah.
They wrote the theme to.
Which one of them is dead? One of them is dead now.
Fittipaldi.
No, of the ELP.
Yeah, Emerson, Lake, and Fittipaldi.
Is it?
I've done that joke before on this same podcast.
Well, why are you doing that?
But I don't know. Why are them not? Because it's kind of it's like a thread.
Emerson's a keyboard player.
Palmer.
Is he dead?
No.
Is he the drummer?
No, he was. He's in the other one. He's in the Bart Garcia and Buckner.
And oh yeah, Asia is reforming, but with the two guys from Pac-Man Fever.
Asia, yeah, no, Asia joined Europe.
Did it?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, they did. Asia
in
joined
2018?
Europe.
2018.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
I thought so. I know America would anyway. So here we are. It's episode 5.
Why does that matter?
Because
to you so
it
much?
Matters to a lot of people.
No, I don't think it does. And to those people, I don't think they care. I'm
trying to run a ship.
Listening to this shit.
I'm trying to run.
Doesn't
I'm
have
queued
anything
up music,
to do. So doesn't
and
need
now
to know what day it is.
You're just
if you're listening to this on a regular basis,
this is
clearly you have no idea
point,
what time it is. What
you know
day
we
it
get
is.
To this point.
You have no job. You're jobless. We're talking to unemployable people.
We're not. It's
because
a 20-minute
thing. Because we're unemployable people.
They're listening to it on the way to work. They're going to work in the
mines.
The sandwich shop. The mines. Yes, we have a lot of.
That's what the new mines are. Coffee shops. That's where the majority of people. Why do we need so much coffee?
I don't know, Mike.
There's
I think you've had too much
on
coffee.
This street that are barely employing people. Just make coffee.
You know, I think it might
be.
You know what I think it is? Pac-Man Fever. That's what I think.
It's always Pac-Man Fever.
I couldn't cue it. I've got my computer
broken.
What
are the symptoms of Pac-Man Fever? Is it like cat scratch fever? Well, do
you want to listen
fever?
To the song? You want to listen to the song?
No, not at all. Is it similar at all to cat scratch fever?
No, not at all.
Or the boogie woogie flu.
It might be the boogie woogie flu.
Yeah. Did you get your boogie woogie flu shot? Because I got mine. Hurts like fuck. No joke.
No, nothing. I'm just going to look at you. How about, okay, here we go. That's the...
this is like a really Gucci flock of Ferrari. Music.
Well, you told me to cut the music.
No, I'm good.
You know how you get it? You know how you get Pac-Man favor?
Fever.
They don't need no collie. They do it by my lonely. CB4 gangsters, man. They so gusto. 24, all they do is hustle.
What is this?
Old folks in the hood call me Mr. P-Man.
What are you doing?
Double cup styrofoam. I sip Lee Man. I think the rap...
Double cup styrofoam?
Straight, slow
double
sipping.
Double cup styrofoam?
Yeah, double
that
cup styrofoam.
That has never been mentioned in music before.
Double cup styrofoam.
That's never been mentioned.
I know.
That's incredible.
Straight, slow sipping, my man, finger itching.
Of course you're slow sipping if you're double cupping.
I've been rapping for 3 years. I need a mission.
Double cupping is, the coffee gets in between the two cups and you drools. You drools? You drools a bit.
I think he's used the first cup so much he's got a hole in
the bottom. No. The double cup of coffee because it's really
hot cut coffee.
He drinks it black. And he has to have the two cups in it or burn his fingers. Or he'll have and coffee sleeve sounds a bit gay for gangster rap.
That's why they call him the sip lean man.
Oh.
He's got an itchy finger.
He's got an itchy finger because he's probably personally burnt from double cupping rather than single cupping with a sleeve.
50 deep flock of bodyguard. They got back Pac-Man fever. Listen, I don't think that's what it's about. Oh, sorry, that's the wrong... I'm reading the wrong lyrics. That's Pac-Man by the rap artist Waka Flocky Flame.
Walkie Flocky? Oh, because of the noise of the thing. Waka,
I Googled,
waka, waka, waka,
I Googled Pac-Man lyrics and I've come up with Gucci Mane. An actual rap song.
Well,
we got to listen. Play that later.
Double cupping?
No, I want to get the Pac-Man fever lyrics. So that was silly. I wondered why it was... That didn't make sense that there would be double cupping.
Well, then, if it's a tabletop game...
Oh, here you go. Here's the actual lyrics. I got a pocket full of quarters, and I'm heading to the arcade. I got a lot of money. I'm bringing everything I made. I got callus on my finger. My shoulder's hurting, too. I'm going to eat them
Pac-Man
up.
How's he playing Pac-Man if his shoulder's hurting? how many quarters is he carrying?
I've got all my patterns down up until the ninth key. He knows what he's talking about. I've got my speedy on my tail. I know it's either him or me. Now, that's not as rappy. Got to eat the cherries up and take them for a ride. So I'm heading out the back door.
Don't you kill these things and they turn into ghosts, but they're only in purgatory for a short wild time and they turn back.
You can eat the ghosts and then they put them back in the corners.
And then they grow up, come back to life.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's life.
I hope, by the way, I hope that the Pac-Man, P-Man doesn't get angry at me for screwing. I hope he doesn't hear this and think I'm going to go and pop a
double cup in your ass.
or an ass in my double cups.
No, mine's better.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Do you ever rap? You could do rap.
What? No, I don't want to do rap.
You could do rap.
Rap is hack.
Wait a minute. Good enough for Roddy Dangerfield.
Roddy
Dangerfield, rapping Rodney.
Yeah, well,
you could be the new rapping Rodney. No. This could revitalize your career.
No, in a horrible,
you could
horrible way.
You could revitalize.
It'll make me popular amongst idiots. Okay. I have enough drama.
No, wait a minute. No. Wait a minute. What about, do some of your material. Hang on. Here we go.
No, this is.
Do some of your material.
I'm not into this.
Here we go. Come on, Mike.
I'm not into this.
I'm rapping Mike.
I will never do a fucking
This sounds like rap.
And if you think I ever will, you don't know who the fuck
I am.
I don't know who the fuck
I am.
Okay, that's close enough. That's as close as I've ever been.
Yo, Mike, tell us on the microphone.
No,
come on, you can. I know, but we'll make it. But all you do is what rapping Rodney. Rapping Rodney.
Was hack.
No, it wasn't.
He did his.
Have you heard it? He did his material.
Yeah, he did.
It was funny. It was better than any comic that does a rap. Any comic doesn't have rap.
It does one of those horrible fucking raps.
What about the...
And The Simpsons made fun of that hack premise of a comic doing rap.
There's lots of people that do rap. You're dissing all of your friends. I think almost everyone. I've never done one.
You just did. You were rapping.
I wasn't. I was hyping.
You've rapped.
I was the hype
man. You've rapped.
I didn't rap there.
You rapped.
I didn't rap. You were rapping.
Your basketball ass. That was close enough.
Mike, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take some of your lyrics, splice them up, and make a rap.
No, then I'll
play
sue
it for
you.
You
I will
next.
Get an attorney and you
no,
will be
I'm
going to
make, and I'll film you around the house in your robe.
That's, I would rather do that.
I don't want to do that.
I don't have a robe.
I get your
can
robe.
I use your Rico's
I get your robe.
Let's
with,
ask Eureko if
with
I
a
can
big,
do,
with an
Eureko!
Oh my God!
Can I wear your robe?
A gold robe with an M and a W upside down. Mike Wilmot.
Don't
like
Johnny
sort of interspliced.
LaRue.
No, you're not like Johnny LaRue.
It's already been done.
But Mike Wilmot.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The M is one way, the W is the other way?
Yeah, that's normally how the M and W works.
And then you could rap.
The M is one way and the W is the other.
See everything you say?
No, nothing I say.
Yeah. Yeah. Hit it, Mike.
I'm not in this one.
Yeah, you are.
No.
You are. He's not in this one. Yo. Come on, Mike. So you're not getting rap at all over any of the rap music?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not a rapper. I'm a sandwich rapper. That's all I am. I can only rap about sandwiches.
Oh, I wanted to hit the button on that one. He can only rap about sandwiches. I think it's a funny premise. And I love the way this episode is rolling. Because I was going to try and get you to reminisce about video games, and now we've got you rapping.
I loved Asteroids. I loved the way the animation in Asteroids, when you blew up the asteroid, it broke, and sometimes you could do it all in one pile of bullets, and they all went, and you got an extra point.
I didn't like Asteroids because you didn't have
you
enough.
Remember the cartoon?
I didn't
one?
Like Asteroids. Can I talk for a minute?
No, it's like Wilmot.
What's
not
it? No,
Phil
Zen.
Watkinson.
Oh, it's Zen with Phil Watkinson. It's I'm
now,
not funny.
If Nickel was on the show, I'd give him 50-50
sure.
on it.
Sure.
Because, you know, he's in the West End right now doing in his fifth month, is it?
Fifth month. Yeah, it's in his fifth month. You know, it's now, we're deep into January now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would you do, what were your New Year's resolutions this year? No no rapping.
No rapping.
Rapping is hack.
What Derek Edwards used to say, this year I just stood and pissed in the wind.
You just piss in the wind. What
do
you mean?
I'm never going to do that again.
What do you mean you piss in the wind?
I won't piss in the wind again.
You'll piss in the wind.
I'm not going to piss in the wind.
Why would you not piss in the wind? What do you? Why not?
Well, not wind. When the wind is to my back, I'll piss in the wind. No more pissing upwind.
No pissing upwind.
Or is it downwind?
I'm not sure.
I would probably,
these are great rap lyrics.
Come on.
Just say something over the music. Because what I'm trying to prove is that rap is just guys talking over music.
It is.
Why won't you just talk over the music? It would be so funny if you did.
No, it wouldn't be funny.
It would be funny.
You
can say, at this point, you can say anything.
You're a control freak. You're clearly a control freak.
No, you're the one
who's a control freak. You want it this way or the highway.
No.
It won't be. No, fuck off with the rap. I'm not going to do the rap.
You're listening to Zen with Mike Wilmot. It's Series 4, Episode 5.
Well into January.
And we're talking Pac-Man,
well
if you're still listening.
Almost February.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the
five. That's once a week.
Yep.
We started 5 weeks ago
mm-hmm.
at before right before Christmas.
Right before Christmas. Right before Christmas. Yep. We're right before Christmas.
And now we're five weeks later already.
And a lot has changed. A lot has changed.
Where did it go?
Okay. So, well, I guess I don't know what to do now because I'm trying to push this.
And it's not going to go anywhere.
Podcast.
It's
along.
Not going to go anywhere.
I don't know.
It started with video games. Why do you want to do cheap,
I don't
shitty
know.
Hack rap comedy?
It's not rap comedy. I'm trying to show how because it would start off with Pac-Man. I was just going with the flow.
Well, basically,
and the flow is what rappers do.
You're saying
do.
That anybody talking with rap music in the background,
yeah,
is rapping, basically,
pretty much.
But they
yeah.
do a lot more rhyming. There you go. I said a little bit over there. Rhyming. I said that.
Yep.
I said rhyming.
Yeah. You could say more than rhyming, and then just do rhyme it with something.
Why?
Rhyming rhymes with something.
Rhyming rhymes with something.
Rhyming rhymes with something.
Rhyming with something.
I'm not sure it's actually gonna, as funny as I thought it was going to be.
No, same. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I know, but the thing is, now you're too conscious. You need to.
You want me to do some conscious rap?
You need to smoke a blunt, and then
I smoked a blunt.
You smoked this. Your mother.
She won't listen to this.
Your mother might hear you.
My mother doesn't
know. Doesn't
know
what a blunt is.
No. Last episode, I talked about my mom and my uncle Fred. What the hell do you think? She listened to that. She'll be a lot more pissed off than me.
Oh, the old stock tickers.
That fucking game stock ticker.
And that's brought them together.
Oh
they met.
Deep into the black.
I guess that'll do for now.
Isn't that what you say when you... Isn't that a financial term? Keep it out of the red. Keep it in the black.
Keep it in the black. Stay, yep, in the black. It's in the black.
Stay out of the red. Keep
stay
it
out of the red,
yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
What?
Well,
oh, no. Oh, Philip!
Oh,
wrap that.